Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and an installment of 12 Habits. 12 Habits is a year-long project where together we will strive to make or break habits each month. We all know there are habits and lifestyle choices that are good for us, yet trying to incorporate them into daily life can be so much of a challenge that they quickly fall by the wayside. And that can make us feel as though we, the individual, has failed, when in actual fact, it's the method that's not quite right, not you at all. So in 12 Habits, we'll spend a month unpicking the challenges, figuring out our way over, under, and through the barriers to making these habits stick so that they can become parts of our lives in a way that's sustainable. Because there's really no point trying to stick to a habit if you've chosen to do it in a way that you can't adhere to and maintain.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So our fifth habit is all about establishing non-negotiables, those daily non-negotiables and habits, so that you get that endorphin high of achieving something you've set your mind to every single day. And in this episode, I actually wanted to focus on why it's helpful to set a goal and to be accountable to yourself for it. So let's take a little bit of a step back when we think about this. So how many times have you thought, I will start when? And that when might be a tomorrow, or it might be a Monday, or it might be a first, or any landmark date or time that feels appropriate to begin something. And what you might do before that date, before that first, before that Monday, is kind of backpedal a little bit, thinking, well, I'm going to be really good in inverted commas from tomorrow, for example, so I'll have a bit of a blowout today, whatever that blowout might be. And so what happens is you backpedal a little bit, and then that date comes around and you're just not quite mentally ready for the new beginning, and it never happens, it never comes, and the momentum you built up, psyched yourself up to start, just kind of disappears and fades away. Well, fear not, you are not alone. This is actually not just pretty common, it's really common, and it happens for several reasons. So it happens because there's no pressure. Absolutely no pressure on you. Only you know that you said that you'll start. No one else knows. So if you don't start, no one's going to tell you off. There's not going to be any telling off or repercussion. No one's going to look at you funnily and say, you didn't start that thing you said you would start, because it's just between you me and the gatepost, if you like, so you don't begin. Or perhaps you've been a little bit unclear about what you're starting. So even though you've set this date in mind, you don't actually know what it's going to look like from that first, from that Monday, from the time that you start. And maybe, in addition, you haven't really interrogated why you're doing it and what your goal is at the end of it. So a way to reframe things when you find yourself in this position, if you keep wanting to start but don't quite know how to, or keep getting to the starting point and not starting, there are some useful things you can do to reframe it. And there will be consequences either way, whichever way you choose. So do you want to be empowered by the choice that you make, the empowered choice to do, or do you want to be not empowered by the choice you make not to do? So that's a way of thinking of it. And taking responsibility for your actions and not being accountable to anyone else for them is extremely empowering, because as much as you may have that, well, no one knows that I didn't start that thing that I promised myself I would start, when you know and you do start, you feel pretty chuffed with yourself. And how often have you heard someone say, I'm doing it for me? And how often have you thought how strong, how confident, how motivated that looks? I know I have. I'm always really impressed by self-starters, by people who are incredibly self-motivated, by people who, with no prompting, prodding, or any accountability partner like a training partner, just go and just do it, just know exactly what they're doing it for and know exactly why they're doing it and how it makes them feel. But if you're not quite there yet and you've let one too many firsts pass you by, then think about trying these little changes to help you build in these non-negotiables. First of all, change the way you approach things. And this is a mental shift. And all I mean by that is switch up your attitude and switch up your inner monologue. Be a bit nicer to yourself. Focus on the things you can control and commit to making the decisions given your circumstances. And you can probably read between the lines there. What I'm saying is don't aim for that perfection. It's not as simple as saying, I can do this and fist pumping the air and all of that kind of stuff. But if you are a little bit of an internal Debbie Downer, and I am, I can tell you that, start telling yourself, rather than that you can't do it or that it's not worth it, change it to, do you know what? If I put in this effort, it is possible, and actually I can make the right choices given my circumstances, because life is not perfect. Every day is different. Some days you'll be tired and maybe your non-negotiables aren't as realistic as they are on other days. But switching that vocabulary to, I'm just going to give it the best I can do today, can actually mean that you can make far greater progress with your non-negotiables. The second attitude adjustment that has really worked for me is to trust the process. And actually that means that you keep putting in the effort without any expectation of results, just trusting that if you put in that consistent effort over time, you will get the results that you are ultimately seeking. And a great example of this is when I went to a trichologist about my hair loss, and I was given topical treatments to use in the morning and in the evening. And I essentially, it was very tempting to sort of look for sprouting hair right from day one. But the truth is, you have to use things like that for a good few months in order to get the results. But you only get the results if you are consistent. Yet it can be very, very difficult to be consistent when you're not seeing any change. And so actually trusting the process and thinking, if I use this every morning and every evening for the next 3 months and I do not look for any results, and then when the 3 months pass, I look, then I have to trust that I'm going to see a positive change. And it means that you're not white knuckling it. It means that actually you can take your grip off the results that you're looking for and just know that they're going to be at the end. And it's a really lovely, it's just, you can feel the relaxation when you change the way that you perceive your goal and you take away that expectation of it's going to feel different immediately, or I'm going to be perfect from day one. So change your attitude in that way, and change your attitude by trusting the process. I also can't recommend highly enough my other suggestion, which is the value in investing in oneself and prioritizing your needs in a healthy, selfish way, as Mandy Saligari would say. Mandy Saligari, for those of you who are new to the podcast, has been on the show a couple of times, is a brilliant psychotherapist. And she talks about being healthy selfish, which is putting your needs first so that you don't give away all of your power and look after other people. So it's a really strong message that you send yourself when you're healthy selfish, because every time you put something or someone else's needs above your own, you're sending yourself a message that you don't matter. So if you've got your non-negotiables and you put work first, or you put someone else's needs first, and you find that by the end of Where are we? We're four episodes in, so we're nearly at the end of the month. If you found that your non-negotiables have been pushed to the side because of other people's needs, and yes, okay, we all have jobs, so let's be realistic about priorities. But if you found that more often than not, you're having to compromise your daily non-negotiables for external things that maybe don't benefit you in the way that we would like these non-negotiables to, then that's something that needs a little bit of interrogation and just needs a little bit of a shift and adjustment. So those are my takeaways from this week, because ultimately you do matter. So change up the way that you think, start telling yourself it's possible. Don't put yourself in a position where you're white knuckling it. Just trust the process, and also make sure that you're not putting other people or other things above your own needs, so that you're not ever allowing yourself to really have this sense of achievement and this sense of empowerment and this sense of growth. There's something very empowering about ticking things off your list, going, I did that, I can do that. I was talking to my brother this morning. I've never been able to do a push-up, ever. And yet there are times in my life where I really put a lot of effort into it, but I still can't do it, and I've had it. So I will be doing push-ups soon, because I'm going to make a consistent effort, because I want to be able to do a push-up. Might sound silly to someone else, but to me it's really important, because I am sick of not being able to do it and having put in inconsistent effort and not get any results. So I'm going to put in some consistent effort, and I'm going to be able to do proper push-ups, not just push-ups on my knees. I'm going to be able to do proper push-ups. So that's my thing that I am committing to myself. So that's what I wanted to share with you in this episode of 12 Habits. If you are having any issues with building in these non-negotiables, I know lots of people are having a huge amount of success, which is so wonderful to hear in your messages and DMs. But I know that some of you have been finding it somewhat frustrating, because it always feels as though something gets in the way. And sometimes, and in my experience, in my life, I am the thing that gets in the way. And a lot of the time it's because of my attitude. So hopefully those are some little pointers that if that's been your experience, you can get through it, get past it, and start building in these non-negotiables and start feeling that real pleasure in the personal growth and the sense of self-improvement. So that's it for this episode. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. You can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. And you can also join me and thousands of other listeners to this podcast in conversation in the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.